Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about crime comedy The Gentleman.
There once was a young and foolish dragon. So the lion took the little dragon for a walk and put 5 bullets in his little dragon head.
Director Guy Ritchie's return to stylish caper movies after spending time making Hollywood blockbusters, The Gentleman is largely a retread of what made people enjoy Ritchie's movies in the first place. But it feels fresher after more than a decade away, capturing at least some of the spirit of the filmmaker's early breakthroughs. You could argue that Ritchie has regressed as a filmmaker, or you could say he's figured out his strengths and has decided to lean into them. Either way, The Gentleman is mostly fun to watch, thanks in large part to the cast of famous faces who are clearly having lots of fun with Ritchie's absurd characters. Hugh Grant and Colin Farrell are especially amusing as a couple of the underworld characters in the story of a London-based American drug kingpin, played by Matthew McConaughey, who's attempting to sell his business. The plot gets increasingly convoluted over the course of nearly 2 hours, and it runs out of steam about 2 or 3 twists before it ends. Along the way, though, it's pretty entertaining, with dialogue full of florid insults delivered in thick accents by characters in colorful outfits. I give The Gentleman 3 stars out of 5. For more movie talk, check out Awesome Movie Year, the podcast I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.